Time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. And joining us is Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Hey, good morning, Gary. How are we doing?
I am fantastic. It is a beautiful morning in the Ozarks. And boy, I tell you, it feels pretty good out there this morning, doesn't it?
It does. 61 degrees we got over here. And little overcast skies. It is beautiful. It's kind of thinks fall's around the corner here.
Yeah. Well, what is it, the 23rd? Yeah, I think, yeah, the official start of fall is September 23rd, so let's not rush it too much.
the lake is in good shape. Lake level like 553 and some change. Water temperature starting to drop some now. I got anything from 82 to 84 from different people. So, a week or so ago, I was getting 85 to 89. So it's starting to drop a little bit.
Yeah, it is. And that's a good thing. The lake levels is just fantastic. But let's go through the species. What are the fish biting?
It's been a tough week. Well, it's a holiday weekend, so there's a lot of traffic on the lake, and that puts a lot of pressure on everything. But I did have several people that were catfishing, whether it was trout line, limb line, jugs, that were doing okay. You know, not spectacular, but, you know, 3, 4, 5 fish a night, that's pretty good. And there were some nice-sized catfish, too. I mean, good eatable stuff there. So that was good. Walleye, not too bad. I've had people get a few here and a few there. It seems like it's picking up a little bit.
Walleye's so much fun to catch and eat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the crappie and the bass, that's a little different story.
Yeah. It's kind of sketchy right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it slowed down some, and I think as that water temperature cools and there's less pressure on the lake, that'll all pick back up. You know, they're still catching some, like on the crappie. Guys, I've had no one have any limits, but guys getting 5, 6, 7 maybe, you know, and stuff. And not all from one brush pile. They've had to move around and chase them a little bit, but they're still catching fish. They're still on the lake. It's not bad.
That's right. And, you know, it's just going to get kind of it's just going to get better and better and better.
Yeah, absolutely. As we get into that water cools down some, it'll all pick up. It'll all get better and better.
And now that Labor Day's through, you know, I mean, there's no more tourists, right? The lake's closed. It's just for...
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, it's nice to have people here, but I tell you what, we've got one couple staying right now. It's quiet. It's nice. Now it's majority of it's all fishermen now, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 500 jet skis and the 900 pontoons, and you know, the ski boats and stuff, they're slowing down now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's pretty much over with. It's nice now you can actually go out in the lake, take a nice cruise the next few weeks, month, to be able to go out and watch all the trees, the colors change and all that, and have a cocktail out there, whether you're fishing or not, and just enjoy it. It's absolutely, this time of year is beautiful, and the next month and a half, or you know, before it starts getting cool, it's going to be beautiful.
Right on. Well, yeah. You know, on the lake, and you can hook folks up with cabins, RV spots. How can they get a hold of you to find out about more?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Of course, our Facebook page, drop us a line, leave us a comment on there or something, take a look at some of the pictures up there. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
We do appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week. And I bet the fish bite a little better.
I bet so, too. Have a good one, Gary.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.